But hey, wait a minute. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 136. This is the podcast that helps you read the Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. How are you doing today? As I'm recording this, tomorrow is actually Election Day. I'm recording this Monday night. So when you're hearing this, Election Day was yesterday. I hope everything is still standing. This has been a unique election year. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I got an email a few days ago from BB. And BB says, "Hey, Steve, just wanted to let you know that I started listening to your show around episode 70, and I'm loving it. I set a goal for myself to read the Bible every day, and I found that I often fail to do this." See, this is what I've said, isn't it? People say, "I need to read the entire Bible," and they get into it, and then they fall away. Anyway, let me get back to BB's email. The email was talking about failing to follow through on reading the Bible every day. And it says, "I get up early and my kids get up earlier. I'm still working on this goal, but having your audio Bible helps me. I've never read the Old Testament in full, and I'm often disappointed at the end of the episode because I want to find out what is next." Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad to hear that, BB. I'm so glad you wrote. So if you'd like to email me, remember, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Our reading today is Psalms 57 through 59. Remember, this is the LifeSpring Media 16th anniversary month, and I've got some special donation amounts that have really cool premiums with them. Take a look at lifespringmedia.com/support. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, speak to each one of us, Lord. Open our hearts, open our ears to hear and our eyes to see what you have for us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Psalms chapter 57. Be gracious to me, God, be gracious to me, for I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I called to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me. Selah. God sends his faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down with those who devour men. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp swords. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. They prepared a net for my steps. I was despondent. They dug a pit ahead of me, but they fell into it. Selah. My heart is confident, God. My heart is confident. I will sing. I will sing praises. Wake up, my soul. Wake up, harp and lyre. I will wake up the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your faithful love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches the clouds. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth. Psalms chapter 58. Do you rulers really say what is right? Do you judge people fairly? No, in your heart you plan evil. You think up violent crimes in the land. From birth, evil people turn away from God. They wander off and tell lies as soon as they are born. They are like poisonous snakes, like deaf cobras that stop up their ears, so they cannot hear the music of the snake charmer, no matter how well he plays. God, break the teeth in their mouths. Tear out the fangs of those lions, Lord. Let them disappear like water that flows away. Let them be cut short like a broken arrow. Let them be like snails that melt as they move. Let them be like a child born dead who never saw the sun. His anger will blow them away alive, faster than burning thorns can heat a pot. Good people will be glad when they see him get even. They will wash their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, "There really are rewards for doing what is right. There really is a God who judges the world." Psalms chapter 59. Oh, my God, deliver me from my enemies. Put me out of reach from those who rise up against me. Deliver me from evildoers. Save me from the bloodthirsty. Look at how they lie in ambush for my life. Powerful people are attacking me, Lord, but not because of any error or sin of mine. They run and take their stand, but not because of any fault of mine. Get up when I cry out to you. Look at what's happening. You are the Lord God of heavenly forces, the God of Israel. Wake up and punish all the nations. Grant no mercy to any wicked traitor. Selah. They come back every evening, growling like dogs, prowling around the city. See what they belch out with their mouths. Swords are between their lips. Who can listen to them? But you, Lord, laugh at them. You mock all the nations. I keep looking for you, my strength, because God is my stronghold. My loving God will come to meet me. God will allow me to look down on my enemies. Don't kill them, or my people might forget. Instead, by your power, shake them up and bring them down, you who are our shield and my Lord. For the sin of their mouths, the words that they speak, let them be captured in their pride. For the curses and lies they repeat, finish them off in anger. Finish them off until they are done. Let it be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. Selah. They come back every evening, growling like dogs, prowling around the city. They roam about for food, and if they don't get their fill, they stay all night. But me, I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will shout out loud about your faithful love, because you have been my stronghold, my shelter when I was distraught. I will sing praises to you, my strength, because God is my stronghold, my loving God. I guess it's because of the season we're in, election season. As I said, as I record this, this is the day before Election Day 2020. When you hear this, the election is history. When I read Psalm 58 from David, I can think of nothing but politicians because of the season and how they haven't changed since David's time. The fact is, David is most likely writing about the judges of the land, but I'm pretty sure a politician is a politician, no matter what year it is. Unfortunately, humans are rarely able to wield power and influence without succumbing to the temptations dangled in front of them. There's a reason term limits are good. In my opinion, every public office should have term limits, elected or non-elected. Humans are just so frail in terms of the integrity needed to deal with power. But you didn't listen to the show today to hear me pontificate on politics, did you? Sorry. Again, it's the season. But hey, wait a minute. In my defense, David wrote this entire chapter about dishonest politicians. So there's that. And since it is in the Bible, we know what God's attitude toward them is, don't we? Remember, according to 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. And Psalm 58 is not the only place in the Bible that God talks about terrible politicians. They've been a part of human history since there were politicians. I guess you've probably heard what they say about it being the second oldest profession. Well, anyway, I'll tell you, beloved, I'm so glad that our true citizenship is a heavenly one. I'm proud to be an American for sure, but I'm looking forward to the day when we no longer have to deal with earthly rulers. Aren't you? What do you think? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow, our reading is Job 39 through 40, and I'm really looking forward to that. I hope you are too. Remember, stop by lifespringmedia.com/support to find out more about the 16th anniversary celebration we're having for Lifespring Media. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb, and thank you so much for being here. Bye.